50 Bales of Hay, written by Rachel Treasure and read by Louise Crawford. Ah, Gary thought, he was a surfer, and a cocky one at that, with more attitude loaded in him than was loaded in the tray of his stupidly overstuffed Robertson's truck. But she noted with admiration his deliciously smooth tanned skin, as if it had been carefully polished by the sand and sea itself. And those curls. They reminded her of the exquisite spiralling patterns that could be found inside seashells. He was completely dreamy looking.
Well, I won't keep you from your morning, he said, with a hint of amusement at her grumpy mood. Where do you want your 50 bales of hay?
50 bales of hay? Carrie asked.
Yes,
he said, looking at his clipboard.
50 bales of hay.
She made a low, angry, frustrated noise, like the rumble of a bull trying to draw a fight with his paddock mate.
You're new, aren't you?
She said, her eyes narrowing accusingly.
Yes, it's my first week.
New and incompetent, Carrie said angrily, the volcano delivering up its first dollop of lava into the serene, still air. She folded her arms across her breasts. I ordered 50 bales of straw, not 50 bales of hay. There's a big difference, you know, or don't you? Have you come straight from the fries counter at the local fast food joint and this is your first proper job?
Look, Ms. Joey surveyed his delivery sheet. Ms. Bone, I might be new at this job, but I didn't come down in the last shower. I know the difference between hay and straw. Same as I know the difference between manners and rudeness. Fred and Nathaniel packed the truck yesterday. I just picked it up this morning. Not my mistake, but I am sorry for it. Very sorry.
Passing the buck, are we? This is not good enough. I've been pouring my money into that business for years. I expect better customer service. Joey flashed her a smile, a cheeky, soothing, sexy smile.
Chill, dude. What's eating you, man? It's a beautiful day, he said in a surfer tone that only made Carrie flush with more fury.